Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Today on the God Pod.
I didn't want to regurgitate my childhood trauma. I was just talking about a really good show I saw, and it's called Cocomelon.
It's dope. It is.
I just think people are hyping up Squid Game and nobody's hyping up Cocomelon.
I don't see this.
I don't even know what Cocomelon is.
See?
Who sang the song Don't Stop Believin'?
I don't. I'm not a fan of that song.
Really?
That is not what he's feeling.
I don't like people telling me what to do. When somebody keeps saying over and over, it's like, don't stop believing. I'm like, don't you tell me what to do.
Don't you do this.
I'm going to stop believing right now.
I'll stop believing
just because you told me that. Fuck you.
I'm like when the microwave does the passive aggressive double beep when you forgot your food.
Ooh, yes.
It's like, yeah.
Beep, also, microwave, who gave you the right to beep again? What do you think this is? What do you think? I'm not getting to you on purpose? I've forgotten about you? Shut up. There's obviously something I'm in the middle of doing and I can't get to you. Cool your jets.
Welcome to the God Pod. I'm your host of hosts, the good Lord with the most, the one and only Almighty God. Thank you for joining us as we attempt to save the multiverse. I'm here today with my pals, Satan. Yeah, Brimstone. Fire and brimstone everywhere. What's up, Satan?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here in
now
the
now. I
kind
of wish. I wish we all had kind of an open.
I know.
Yeah, come on. Just add one now.
Here's your chance. And here today with me also is Moses.
Good morning.
Ah, Moses.
I got nothing. You had the chance to have an opening.
Did he have old man sounds like?
Right. Pretty. Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Teamster sounds.
Aye.
There you go. Oi. And Psyche.
Woo-hoo!
What's up, Psyche?
That's gonna be mine. Just woohoo.
That's pretty good. That's pretty
woohoo.
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 That's pretty
good. It's a me, Psyche.
It's a me, a Psyche.
The goddess Psyche, my therapist. I had my therapist on 1 week and she's a regular part of the show now.
Yes.
And she might just go full time because like yeah, when do I not need my therapist?
I mean, I've been on twice this week now.
Yeah. I need a team. It's like that Seinfeld thing, you know, with George Costanza. He needs a team working around the clock, taking notes. Relatable.
Relatable.
So, our next Halloween party, well, our next party is coming up 10/28, and that's close to Halloween. So we're going to have a costume party, everyone.
Fantastic.
And yeah, and if you're attending the party, you know, if you want to wear a costume and turn on your video and let us see your costume, that'll be really fun. Here's the thing about a costume party. I hate the idea of a contest and that people are going to be like, they want to win. And then when they don't win, it's like,
oh, I love the competition.
You do?
Yes.
Yeah.
What if we say it's a contest, but then everyone wins at the end?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what should we give out as a prize?
Advice.
Ooh.
Death. Advice.
Pain. A mug.
a t-shirt.
A mug. Yeah. A mug is always a good thing.
A mug.
Some validation.
The Golden God mug.
Ooh, I like it.
You know, I'm not going to say, what I want, but I do love the horror. I love the gore. I love the blood and the guts. So, you know.
Smite game. All right. Cool, 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 cool. We'll work on making a mug.
Cool.
It's settled. Because that way you don't have to get into the whole sizing business.
Well, some people do need petite mugs.
It's a year where a lot of women will dress up as sexy nurses. Is that right? Am I right?
Yes, that is correct.
Really? Why? Because
sexy COVID nurses?
That's a thing. That's a
sexy frontline workers.
They either dress up as, Britney Spears in her heyday or a sexy nurse. I'm gonna have my wife dress up as a sexy nurse, but when they ask her, she's gonna go, "No, I'm a respiratory therapist," and see if that goes over well.
What?
Yeah,
why she's gonna dress up?
I don't know.
Respiratory therapist.
Sure.
Like that. So that you're telling me this sexy costume this year is
frontline
healthcare workers. I'm gonna be a sexy Cigna rep. That's what I'm doing.
Pharmaceutical rep?
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. That culture never went away.
I'll give you your vaccine.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of people that are going to be dressed up as a vaccine.
Oh,
like, as COVID? As Kevin COVID itself?
No, like as a shot. You know what I mean? Slutty shot outfit.
Slutty shot.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Slutty shot.
She was so hot wearing that giant pointy needle on top of her head.
There are a lot of people I know who already ordered their Squid Game costumes.
Slut shot, baby, slut shot. Yeah, I mean.
They're slutty costumes?
Slutty squid shot.
Slutty squid game. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, I'm going to love seeing a year of cultural appropriation.
Ooh. There's costumes for that too. I checked because I'm like two episodes away from finishing this very depressing show.
Show?
It's good though. It's good.
What's depressing?
Squid Game. It's good. It's intense though. It's intense.
Depressing.
Yeah, Seki's on the side of the Americans.
<It's> What? <fun.
laughs> I mean, it's
just
good.
Get to the end, God, and then we'll have a conversation.
Yeah, okay. So I guess you just spoiled it for me. Happy ending coming, everybody.
Yes, I would say it's a very happy ending show.
Sure, sure.
Sure.
It's time for group therapy with Psyche.
Oh, yeah.
Because you know what? Godbud Party. 1028, get your tickets. Link is in the description of this episode. If you're not there, what are we even doing? Okay. You got to show up to our parties and hang out with us. You get to hang out with us in person and talk to us. We're not scary. Okay.
Listen, oh, we're very listen, scary.
Listen, I'm not as scary season. As it sounds, but like ooh. Listening to the show, I'm actually very chill. Listen, I might get worked up about, the news, but in person, I'm very dude, right? Am I right, gang?
Very dude.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Smaller, a lot smaller than you think.
Yeah, a lot smaller than you think.
Like a lot smaller than you think. Like, I know you guys
but
are picturing
not
like
small
a
as, towering not as small
dog.
As Satan. Not as no, small as Satan.
No, I'm puny. I'm a little wimpy boy.
Well, my voice makes me sound what? Like
makes you sound towering.
7 foot five.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And 500 pounds. So anyway, give us 5 stars and write us a review. You know what, gang? We're fresh out of reviews today.
Whoa.
Oh my which God, is no.
Crazy. I know. And it's crazy because we read reviews on air. We will read your review.
I could do a live review right now.
People are just that lazy.
I would love that. What does Psyche want to rate the show?
I would give the show a 5-star.
Yeah.
I would say the cover, the title would be funnier than I thought.
Oh, wow. That's actually good.
The review would be, wow, I had no idea that God and Moses and Satan would be so funny.
Wow.
We have a great time, and kudos to them for getting a sponsor.
Wow. Oh, yeah. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, big
that
news.
Would be,
we got
be
a sponsor.
My thing. And I hope God dresses up as a slutty Moderna shot. So there you go.
Well, that's a long review.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I like it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't complain about the length. I could take more. More length.
So that was my live review. So
yeah, I loved it. Thank you. You know what? Funnier than I thought. I've added that to the possible titles for this episode.
Funnier than I thought.
Yeah, you know what? That's a great point, because you hear God, you think Bible, snooze.
Yeah. Yeah.
Snooze fest.
Yeah.
Church, snooze.
So
right?
This is just a good example of what a review should be.
It's almost like the word God itself, it's tainted.
Yes.
Maybe it's time to change the name of the podcast again after years of branding to something else.
I like that.
Sexy God.
Yeah, well, here's my life review.
Take God out of it. Yeah.
2 stars, not enough ass. This podcast sucks. That Satan character is very funny, though. And I'd love to see his ass. Why don't you show his ass? Please, God, I'm desperate to see his ass.
That was
Hurry
really
up.
Brilliant.
Wow. Okay. And then the author of this is Satan. So
the author of it is actually Martha Stewart.
If you,
yeah.
Is who? Martha Stewart?
Martha Stewart. Girl will not stop DMing me.
Martha Stewart
and
is a
right.
bad bitch.
She
reaches
a bad
out.
Bitch.
She goes on a limb too. The things she DMs me, the pictures.
Wow.
Oh,
she makes
God.
A whole roast beef and goes, "This could be you, bad boy."
She knows she has one wild and precious life. And
she gets it.
I read the other
she
day
sends me
that
promo videos of her and Snoop Dogg's old show. Going, yeah. Look, I'm cool.
Do you think she did it with Snoop Dogg? I think she did.
No, I don't think so. She's all business.
Well, when I meant it, I meant smoking blunt.
Maybe, but I feel like, you know, she is a bad bitch. I imagine she is a dominatrix.
I read the other day that she has an ankle bracelet or whatever, or what she did. That they're easy to remove. She said, "You can just." I googled it.
Oh my gosh, I love Martha. I
love a bad funny. Bitch. Can't lie.
Well, it's just very funny that the whole world thinks she's a bad bitch just because she committed, you know, insider trading fraud.
I mean, you know, for her and for the and taking off your ankle bracelet.
Pretty
wow.
gangster. I love it.
It's pretty OG. Yeah. Martha, we see you. Thank you for your reviews, everybody. I mean, Moses, I don't know if you have a review in you.
No, here's the thing. Being Jewish, if I were going to make a review, it would just be about me, and I'd complain about my back and not getting right. enough sleep. That's my review.
1 star. Back hurts.
Yeah, exactly. I haven't eaten in 2 days. I'm tired.
What did God do for my backache? Nothing.
Yeah, and at the end go, 2 stars, pretty good show.
All right.
Pretty good.
Wow, tough
I do love a review. Can we start requesting reviews of reviewing how you're doing in the moment rather than the show?
Yes. How am I doing? How am I doing, everybody? How am I doing? The God Pod is brought to you today by our sponsor, BetterHelp. That's Better H-E-L-P. We'd like to thank BetterHelp for being the very first sponsor of the God Pod. And we couldn't be prouder to have them as our first sponsor, because we are very passionate about mental health and therapy here on the God Pod. BetterHelp offers private, affordable online counseling when you need it, from licensed, board-accredited therapists via online chat, video, or phone, anytime, anywhere. And I've used it myself. One time, I was really depressed, and I saw the ad for BetterHelp. And the experience could not have been more positive. The therapist I chatted with was kind and professional, and being able to send a message to my counselor anytime was awesome. I know the God Pod has fans from all around the world. Well, BetterHelp is available worldwide. Wherever you are in the world or in life, BetterHelp is there for you. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener of the God Pod, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting our sponsor at betterhelp.com/thegodpod. That's BETTERHELP.com/thegodpod. Join over 1 million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thegodpod. The more people that sign up at BetterHelp.com/thegodpod, the better. Thanks, humans.
Maybe I could request a fun little song for group therapy with Psyche.
Sure.
Like some stars and some gaze and some like, oh my
some
god,
stargaze, like, yeah. Like
not G-A-Y-S, like stargaze, G-A-Z-E.
So like stargaze. This would be music to like, like bring down, yeah, you know, it's yeah, time yeah. to relax, like therapy,
it's time to relax.
New agey it's, type of thing. Yeah, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Jesus.
Sparkles.
Jesus.
You know, like rain.
When you edit this, hook it up. Hook it up
because hook guess it up, what? Bro. It is group therapy with Psyche. Welcome, everyone. God, welcome to group therapy with Psyche. You know, I'm kind of feel like I'm a woo-woo cult leader right now. Like we're in a yurt right now, all of us. We're mm-hmm. sitting here. We have some incense.
Some tea.
You know, maybe I gave you some ayahuasca, some peyote wait. Right now. Let's all take a deep breath. 1, 2, 3 in. 1, 2, 3 out. God, how are you really?
You know, I'm good. It's been, you know how you just sometimes you have too much anxiety and you don't know why. Existential dread has been high levels, mm-hmm. you know, and it's like it's that Mercury is in retrograde again.
Yes. Yes, it is. It'll be out very soon, though.
Yeah. When is it not in retrograde?
A while, actually. It actually comes in and out. And, you know, I wouldn't be concerned about that because Mercury in retrograde is more affecting the technology. It's more affecting communication.
What?
Less about the communication
what?
In your
what?
Brain.
So astrology is messing with the tech stuff now?
You are projecting God. You are projecting.
What did it do? Project. What did it do when there were no computers?
Communication. It's a communication barrier.
But you that's not what my experience is. My experience with Mercury retrograde is more like it's just classical textbook anxiety and depression.
That see now, God, that's not Mercury in retrograde. That's your own issues. See, we're getting to the bottom of it. These are your own issues that we have to work through. Now, God, let me ask you a question.
It might be time to up my meds.
No. We just have to talk through this.
I think this is the thing. I'm very impressionable, Psyche, okay? I went from watching, like, Succession, which is a great show. Great fucking show, but it's depressing, okay? And then straight from there into Squid Game, which is a great show, but also it's depressing. And right. I just think that these things have a general, as I process them, sort of deflating thing. But this is a good thing. If all I have to worry about is TV shows making me sad, it's because there's nothing else, you know, bigger right. going on. It couldn't
well,
possibly
I don't
be.
Think that you should be watching television. I think that there's a little more important things going on.
See, really? So I'm not allowed downtime now.
With that kind of show. I really recommend maybe Love on the Spectrum. It's a beautiful show. It's uplifting. It's wonderful.
Okay.
I think we need to find some sort of a balance if we are going to do this.
You know what I like this show? You know what? Balance is true. Is good. Because I can handle a little Squid Game if I just do like a Nathan For You Chaser. You know, just like a really funny show. I think you should leave something just yeah. off the walls, bizarro comedy that like a chaser. Yeah. You got to have a, you know, shot chaser, right?
Maybe
yeah.
put on some Dave. Dave is a really fun show. I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were saying like Dave Chappelle.
No, Dave, the show, Dave, Lil Dicky.
I've never heard of Dave, the show. No.
What? Oh my God. That is the show that you need to watch. Have some fun. Enjoy yourself. relax.
There's so much good stuff out there. I would definitely do that. There really is.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Mm. So that's my recommendation. Satan, how are you really?
I wasn't okay, fine.
God, we have to share. It's balance.
I feel good. I just finished season 4 of Cocomelon, so I'm feeling...
What's Cocomelon?
Groovy.
You know what's good? Peppa Pig. That shit is deep.
Good. Cocomelon is a kids' TV show, a children's, young adults. And it just, you know, the world's going to shit, but Cocomelon's got my back. That kid shit, is hard.
That shit hits, right? Oh,
you watch the kids show?
Yeah.
Satan, why? Do you feel, this is all making so much sense. Actually, it's kind of like you are just craving your childhood all over again.
Whoa. Yeah, maybe I am. Because I'm watching Cocomelon and I go, wait a second. This looks a lot like my childhood. The amount of times I got to hijinks in the backyard, unbelievable.
What is it that you miss about your childhood the most? The lack of childhood that you had?
Jeez. Yeah. I thought therapists weren't supposed to label things. Let me think for myself, but I do like that answer. I love the lack
Did
of
you ever play ball with your father, with your pops? Did you?
With me? With me? Because you know I made him, right? Like all the angels in heaven.
No, we never
God,
played
God,
ball.
God, it's not your turn.
But I'm just saying. Fuck.
Not once did we play ball. I just wanted to play ball. And he didn't play ball with me. Up in heaven, down in hell, nothing happens.
We went over this on our first therapy session, and we played, you know, we played some catch, right? That made up for all those centuries.
Well, I'm over it. Aeons. Yeah. I didn't want to regurgitate my childhood trauma. I was just talking about a really good show I saw, and it's called Cocomelon.
I think Cocomelon is dope. It is.
I just think people are hyping up Squid Game and nobody's hyping up Cocomelon.
I don't even know what Cocomelon is.
See?
Yo, Satan, you have no idea what Cocomelon is. I am with you on this, dog. I am so here for this.
Oh.
I know I'm not. I'm sorry, Satan. I know it's your turn and I'm supposed to shut up, but damn.
No, dude.
This is group therapy.
Season 4, Episode 3.
Oh, right. Season 4, Ep 3. Oh.
Yeah, and I don't want to spoil anything, but go watch Cocomelon Season 4, Ep 3.
Now I want to know what Cocomelon is.
Satan, I agree with you. This shit is like, people talk about the satire of Squid Game on the dystopian nightmare, but what about Cocomelon?
Yeah.
How are you going to forget?
Are we talking Cocomelon nursery rhymes?
Yes.
You
that's
guys.
That's just a little section of it.
Dystopian AM.
It's really cute, actually.
Like,
wow, this is cute.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, it looks cute.
He's wearing a Baby Shark shirt.
Oh, yeah. Where do you think Baby Shark came from?
No. Really? From Cocomelon?
I don't know.
No, don't know. Baby Shark was licensed to everyone. But you never see the dad. You never see you only see the mom.
Fitting.
Well, can I just say, God, then this is all making sense?
Yes.
This is why he loves Cocomelon, because he never sees the father.
Wow. Revelation.
Whoa.
Revelation.
Okay, I'm going to put a pause on all of this. Moses, how are you really?
Well, I'm not much of I don't go too deep, so I'd like to go as far deep into this session by only telling you lyrics from Journey songs.
Wow. Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah, because really to me, that's what it comes down to.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's a song called Separate Ways by Journey. Fantastic video. One of my favorites. Are you all familiar with it?
me and Satan simultaneously typing up the lyrics.
Yeah, there's a part that goes, troubled times caught between confusion and pain, distant eyes, promises we made were in vain.
Damn, what is going on with your marriage, Moses? What
oh, no, that's is... fine. Yeah. No, this is this. It's just family.
Family.
Yeah, it's more family and, you know, journeys separate ways. There are parts in that song that kind of help. And that's the way I get through things. I go, what are you feeling? What are you feeling, Moses? And I think about Journey songs and maybe a couple of REO Speedwagon songs pop up. But that's how I deal with stuff. I go through song lyrics. So there you go.
Who sang the song Don't Stop Believin'?
That I don't. I'm not a fan of that song.
Really? That is not what he's feeling.
I don't like people telling me what to do. When somebody keeps saying over and over, it's like, don't stop believing. I'm like, don't you tell me what to do.
Don't you do
I
this.
Will I'm going to stop believing right now.
I'll stop believing
just because you told me that. Fuck you. I like it. You know what? Don't stop believing unless you're presented with evidence that contradicts your prior belief. Then, by all means, stop believing.
Yeah, right? Then stop it. Yeah. Then stop.
But no, other than that, you know, you got your immediate family, your brothers, your sisters, your parents. You know, you got stuff going on there. But everything with the wife is great. The kid is great. The kid is teething. He got his shots the other day. You know, he wasn't happy about it. But overall, I'm doing just fine.
Little bug.
That's a good thing. Because flu season in heaven this year is
flu season in
rough.
Heaven. Yes. Yeah.
Let me tell you, flu is ravaging heaven right now.
Right. Right.
Is it?
Well, there you go.
Well, thanks for sharing, Moses. Wow. What an insight into Moses, everybody. He can't,
that was a lot. I mean, we learned a lot today, actually.
He doesn't even want to talk about it. He'll only give you a Journey song and lyrics. You know what?
And maybe throw in some REO Speedwagon.
I'm going to start doing that with you too, Psyche. Is that okay? We're going to turn this whole thing into a friggin' scavenger hunt.
Well, I will say that this has been a great therapy session so far, and Jesus, cue the sound.
Wait, we have to ask how you're doing.
Oh.
She's like, and that's time.
Oh, that will be an extra $550.
Wow.
How am I really? I'm really doing great because Psyche got to have a pretty wild night last night.
What?
Yeah. Psyche went to an early screening of Halloween Kills. Oh. So it got pretty wild. Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, that's your favorite spooky
it's
movies
my favorite.
Like that.
It's bloody my favorite. Movies. I love a spooky, gory, gutsy, killer movie, and I love me some Michael Myers. So it was a wild and crazy night with pretzel bits and curly fries and pizza and a shake, and I'm a happy gal.
Mm-hmm.
I left Cupid at home this time.
Oh.
Yeah.
Just a solo venture after Halloween
solo
Kills.
Solo venture. That's right.
Wow.
That's
hot date with Michael Myers.
Ooh. Did he kiss?
Ooh, lady never tells.
See, you and me are very similar. The only difference is you love slasher movies and I love movies where babies sing songs. Don't worry about it.
That shit is scary though. There's something about Coco Melon.
There is something very, very eerie about Coco Melon.
Yes. Also Yo Gabba Gabba.
It's just, yes.
That valley is a little too uncanny. Let me tell
Moses,
you that.
Moses, is baby Moses exactly. into like Yo Gabba Gabba and those kinds of shows yet?
No, we still have not given him screen time. We don't want to give him screen time.
Hippies.
Just yet. Yeah, we want to keep him away from the screens as much as possible. But when we do,
good luck.
We're going to introduce him to like Sesame Street, Mr. Rogers, that kind of thing. None of this.
I think
you
should start with Frasier.
Moses, I read that they're opening a Sesame Street land, like a Disneyland with Sesame Street. So maybe one day you'll let us take in San Diego. Maybe one day you'll let us take baby Moses to San Diego.
Yes,
all three of us will just take.
Yes, I go.
You could take the day off, and the three of us will take your baby to Sesame Street land.
What could go wrong?
What the
cue hijinks?
That sounds like an episode of Coco Melon.
Cue the laugh track.
I like that baby Einstein. You know that one is just really you can just really just get stoned and just
I mean, those have hit, they have hit after hit after
right?
hit like, on Baby Einstein.
You just take a bong rip and just watch Baby Einstein, and it's just like, man, shapes and colors. What
is
there's
what
a
is,
hand coming in and it's playing with the train now? What? It's just it's
what awesome. Is Baby Einstein?
You don't know what Baby Einstein is?
Baby Einstein was it. I forgot when it became popular, like a few years ago, but it's basically it's
since discredited.
Oh, like,
yes.
Is it since discredited?
Oh, yes.
What I never was. I wasn't my generation, so I don't remember it, but it was what they would have like classical music playing, and then they would teach you different things, and it would be like Baby Einstein. Right?
Great description, no. Psyche. It's it's basically classical music playing along with like just very distracting, silly little things. It's like a toy being played with or a balloon floating across the screen. It's just the most
Do they mention anything about how he fled baby Europe to escape the baby Nazis?
I'm not sure, but that would be a great story to tell.
Wow. Yeah,
gosh, baby Nazis. We gotta see an episode like that.
It's got dark fast. Yeah, no, they don't mention that. But they, when it came out, everybody was like, "It's scientifically proven. If you make your baby watch this, they're gonna be smarter." Hmm. And apparently, that wasn't true. So anyway, it's time for What the Hell?
Woohoo!
Moses, you love this segment, right?
It's my favorite.
So if you ever see anything that makes you say, what the hell, make sure to send it to me, because
that's how this show works.
I don't always have like something that makes me say, what the hell, you know, but this is so, you know, bear with me here. This is one that caught my attention. So Paige Victoria asks, are you a quote hates confrontation neurodivergent or a quote needs directness neurodivergent? So Psyche, I thought this would be good to bring up to you because I don't know what neurodivergent means. I've been seeing a lot of people use this term lately. What is that?
Neurodivergent means you think differently. It is.
Yes.
I think it's like,
I think that's about what it is.
Oh, it's frequently used in with reference to autistic spectrum disorders, not neurotypical. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So for me, I love confrontation for me, right? I love it and I need directness. Like
really?
If someone has a problem with me, I need you to come up to me and you say, listen, bitch, this is what's going on.
Me too. I am also a let's do this thing. Let's just get it out of the way. Now we can really talk. And, you know, what? It doesn't work out. Whatever. We move on. You move on with your life. You know? This passive aggressive bullshit.
Right. So what do you think, Satan, Moses? What are you two?
I am so passive aggressive, non-confrontational.
Me too. This is where me and Moses really cross over.
Yeah,
this
like right now, I'm afraid to even speak with Satan because we're on the same page. I just don't want to talk about it.
Terrifying for me too.
This is a great point. You know, I think there's a lot of ditties and people who hate confrontation. Right.
Well, the truth is, I need somebody to come up and be direct with me. But look, if I've got a problem, I'm gonna bury it, baby.
You're gonna bury it real deep inside, and then you get angry, and that's when you do really bad things.
If he's got a problem, he'll solve it. Check out the beat while his DJ revolves it.
Oh, okay.
That's a Journey.
Oh, yeah, that's Journey. Beats.
Which Journey song is that?
Is that REO or is that Journey?
Vanilla Ice version of Journey.
Wow. So I think this is a really great way to figure out your relationships with people that you know what I mean, because like Psyche, you and I get along probably because we're so direct and to the point, but what happens when someone who needs directness talks to someone who hates confrontation? Then you have the kind of relationship me and Moses or me and Satan have.
Mm-hmm. It kind of makes sense. I think it's a perfect analogy. I mean, a perfect example, right? Like God and Satan, you know? I mean, it's like, hello. Mm-hmm.
But
I think that's the classic archetype. God needs directness and Satan hates confrontation. That's like what
which is interesting because
about.
I would have thought that God didn't want the confrontation and that Satan does.
Well, you know
I do too, actually, yeah.
Well, the truth is I love watching other people, and I really pressure everybody around me to confront things, you know?
Yeah.
Because I always, like,
oh, he's a passive aggressive
I love watching
bitch.
It.
Yeah, like, it's the thing about passive aggressiveness is that there's sort of a deception that goes with it. It's a lack of honesty on some level. And then
I think you guys are misunderstanding. I'm not passive aggressive. I'm just very passive. Just a very, I'll bury that for both of us, baby. It'll be in my graveyard.
You'll never hear about it again.
Never, ever hear about it again.
It's down in bad hell.
There's no aggression connected to it. I'm freaking ramming through Coco Melon after you do something mean to me and I didn't talk about.
That didn't sound good. I have to be
just
honest.
Just like he's doing lines of Coco Melon, just like.
I'm like when you know when the microwave does the passive aggressive double beep when you forgot your food.
Ooh, yes.
You know, it's like, yeah, beep, beep.
Also,
beep.
Microwave, who gave you the right to beep again? What do you think this is? What do you think? I'm not getting to you on purpose. I've forgotten.
Shut up.
There's obviously something I'm in the middle of doing and I can't get to you. Cool your jets.
So the microwave is hates confrontation.
Yeah, the microwave, yeah,
that
really
double beep,
does
like
it.
Hey, yeah.
See, but
if anything, I think that's direct. That's literally the microwave going like, I was finished 30 seconds ago.
You're right.
Are you grabbing me yet? Because you haven't.
Good point.
Hello,
good point.
I'm here. Your ramen's ready.
Hello. Are you going to eat this or what?
My oven is very passive aggressive, though. It hates confrontation. It will not even beep when the heat is ready. You just turn that puppy on.
It would rather burn.
Rather burn than go like, I'm 450 now.
I love that Satan has a mic as an oven in hell.
With the voice of an angel,
convection
obviously.
Heating.
I feel psyche though that like 95% of all entities are hate confrontation, which is why you and I are such misanthropes.
That's why we're geniuses.
Yes. Where's that? I meant
baby geniuses, if I dare say.
Baby genius.
Anyway,
we're baby Einsteins.
I need directness. I'm a need directness neurodivergent, and if you have a problem with that, fuck you. No.
Well, I will say I think neurodivergent is definitely overused.
Yeah. You know what? Let's stop. I'm not a neurodivergent. I'm just a
Thing is, also the truth is, we don't know if we're using it incorrectly because none of us really understand that word.
And no one does. They're just like, oh, I'm neurodivergent. I'm special. You know, anyway, this has been What the Hell. And I love the discussion.
Ooh, we got a good segment coming up.
Oh, yeah. It's time for Ask God. I don't know why I said it like that.
This is from Squirrelaconi. So, in quotes, not really God, out of quotes, could you be so kind as to assist in the location and collection of about 10 gallons of acorns? Closest emoji to an acorn is a chestnut.
What?
I'm okay. So confused.
Yeah, so Squirrelaconi, as you might imagine, is a big fan of squirrels and squirrel culture. First of all, not really God. What the hell? What do you mean? Where is this coming from?
Do feel like this is a reference to an old podcast where you were like, I'm God, but not really God.
Oh no, don't hold me to that. I'm really God.
He's rebranded, everybody. Leave him alone.
We are sponsored content now. Okay. We are branded. We are really God.
Which we should probably start bleeping out all my F-bombs, Jesus, while we're talking about it. So good luck with that. But
fuck.
10 gallons of acorns. Isn't it the squirrel's job to do that? Why do I gotta do that?
A lot of acorns.
Also, are these acorns liquid? Isn't gallon a measurement of liquid? Sorry, guys. I listen to a lot of baby Einsteins.
That's a good point. And I don't know. I would say I can provide the acorn into the world, but maybe squirrels can pick it up. Anyway.
And I will say I do have a map for you. Reach out at satanisgod.com at gmail.com. Email me three words. Where's the map? And you'll get the map, baby.
Yeah.
You'll get the map.
Anyway, find your own acorns. You look the squirrel, girl.
Find your own. Figure it out.
Oh, this is a doozy. From Casey, the AC guy.
Nice.
Yeah.
Hey, God, how did you make my daughter so awesome? She's really the best. She has befriended all the kids she can that have a bad family. Kids whose parents would acknowledge their pronouns or their general curiosity about themselves. I knew I was laid back as a dad, but I didn't realize that she knew that she could turn that level of chill into such a safe place for such special people. I know you're not real. Wow.
What?
But I'd like to thank you anyways for making such a great kid.
This is
thanks again, God and gang.
Fucking knives out, man.
Oh, P.S. P.S. Here's the big P.S.
See what I have to put up with?
Listen to this. P.S. I'm bringing her to the party on the 28th.
Woo! Woo!
By the way, I'm bringing her to the party, but we don't believe in you. You're not real.
Anyway. Oh, you know, whatever. Yeah, let it slide.
That's so sweet. I love that.
That's so great.
Thanks, Casey, the AC guy. We can't wait to see you there at the party on the 28th of October at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Link is in the description. Thank you, Casey. That's really cool. I'm so glad that your daughter is super chill. And yeah, we would look forward to seeing you if you wear a costume. I'm sure your daughter will have a costume, right? It's Halloween. Halloween is for kids, right?
Spooky ooky.
When you say Halloween's for kids, I don't know why, but that was extremely creepy.
Yeah, you know what?
Halloween's for kids, right?
I right? agree with you. And Jesus, deletable? I don't know.
Jesus.
I'm going to have to cue.
Roll that sound. It's time for emails, investments, thinking about time.
Bingo.
Bango, bango. Satanistgod.com at gmail.com. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your hosts of many moons, Satan. Hey, everybody. It's Satan, and it's a little update from Bango, bango.
Hell yeah.
Oh,
I need a hit.
Yeah. Are rolling in. I have not checked this for over a month, and would you guess it? We've got two brand new emails.
Wow.
Huge. We got Cassie. Been missing the bingo bango ish on the pod. Do you have info I can share with others that want to invest in the MLM? I mean, great money making opportunity. Keep it fresh. Cassie, my gal. I love a keep it fresh. And you know what? You should keep it fresh. I have a ton of information. It's just in the works right now. I'm working with a Chinese warehouse to print thousands and thousands of bulletins and posters and brochures about the actual Bango Bango thing. They should be coming early January.
I hope early to pre-order. January. Should we pre-order?
And the pre-ordering starts now. Email in at satan.com at gmail.com to pre-order your brochure today.
Your brochure.
And this is a high quality brochure. I'm talking at least 4 or 5 pages. The high quality
glossy
printer paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it would tell you everything that there is to know. So, Cassie, you keep it fresh. The only other thing was our boy Chris sent me an image of a quote. The tragedy of life is not death, but what we let die inside of us while we live.
Wow.
Deep.
Deep.
Wow. That's
Chris,
that's,
my guy. Love the emails.
That's deep. Yeah. What we let die inside us. Wow.
Jesus, play the outro clip.
This
was Bango Bango. Money, your life,
success,
future, an island, retired at 35.
1-800-BANGO-BANGO.
I just picture you saying,
retired at 35.
Just like, you know, doing a pose, businessman pose. Nice. All right, that was great. Thanks for the update, Satan.
Happy to help.
Bango,
anytime.
Bango's going. Bango.
Yeah, it's going. Bango, bango, no.
Bingo,
right
bango,
now.
Bongo. It's time for Ask Humans. Now, this is a segment where I
don't like this question.
I, being tired of being asked questions all the time by humans over the years, I'm starting to ask questions back. You don't like this question? The question I asked.
No, I will tell you. You go. I'll quiet.
All right. Here's the question I asked. <quiet. laughs> lots of responses was, what makes you instantly lose respect for another human? You didn't like that, Psyche?
I didn't like it.
Did that make you instantly lose respect for me?
I lost respect for everybody because I thought I would be really cool, you know, be one of the cool kids, maybe drop a little comment. And my opinion was about dogs, and that I think I lose respect for people that don't like dogs because I'm a mother of dogs. And I got bashed and I got ripped and I got torn apart.
Wow.
And
we're allowed to hate dogs.
And I didn't appreciate it, so I even took my comment down. That's how upset I was.
Wow.
So I don't trust the humans today.
No.
You were that scared of the backlash?
I was
the backlash for loving dogs. Insane.
Remember the movie Must Love Dogs? You know, are we going to cancel that movie?
Yeah, well, that makes me instantly lose respect for all those people that commented like that, giving you a hard time. That makes me instantly lose respect for someone who comments and reply to someone else for such an innocuous comment online with such vitriol. Like, who hurt you?
Okay, I'll come out of the woodwork. Most of those comments were me.
Just through various anonymous accounts. All right.
Mm-hmm. It took all morning. I don't understand Twitter very well.
Yeah. So most of the comments on Twitter were, you know, things describing, you know, anyone that voted for
Trump. I saw a lot of those.
You know, of course, when someone is pro-controlling women's bodies, especially right. Legislative Little, you know. But someone also says, being uncool to servers, clerks, or cabbies. Anyone who bullies folks who can't fight back are firmly... So I agree with that. That's a good one. Yeah.
They're assholes.
Yeah, that's definitely I agree with that.
Yeah.
Mm.
If you're not nice to waiters, especially now, you're an asshole.
Now more than ever.
If you're not nice to the people that are serving you or world leaders, you know, fuck you.
Or dictators. Yeah. So another one that's got a lot of likes here, when they say they're a devout Christian, you know what? I don't think that's enough for me.
I don't think that's like the end of the world.
For someone. It has to do with how they act.
Yeah, how they use that. When they use that, they devout. There are some that use that for their gain, whatever the consequences. Right. So there, yeah.
All right. So that has been my question of the week. Lots of things make people lose respect. Basically everything, depending on whose side you're on. You all hate each other. It's getting old. It's getting old, really. All this hate and vitriol, humans. It's not getting you anywhere. You're swirling the toilet of existence. Speaking of which, it's time for...
I don't get this, though. You were the one that asked the question. you're bashing the people that would ever have the audacity
How
to respond.
How dare you answer?
No.
What makes you hate other people? I can't believe you would ever hate other people.
Did I say that? No, I agree. I don't like the question. The answers are depressing. You know what would be a better question? Maybe I'll ask this. What makes you instantly gain respect? For another human, right? Mm. Now you got it's a happy time.
Well, that's a good question.
That'll get like zero response. This one, the negative one, 4,000 comments. The good one.
I think you'll be shocked.
Yeah.
I think a lot of my bots will be commenting on that one.
Satan, the eternal optimist.
Satan. Satan's abs. Satan pecs.
Coco Melon. It's time for the Me Damn News. Who wants to take the lead this week?
I'll take the first one.
Yes, Psyche. Thank you.
Ozzy Osbourne credits devil worship with keeping him safe from COVID.
Hell yeah.
I agree. Why not?
It's good. True. Good. It's literally how it happens.
Whatever works, man. Whatever works and whatever keeps you safe from COVID and whatever you believe, you go. What? You go, Glenn Coco.
I disagree.
Now, I'm telling you, this one, actually, I let it slide. He came to my doorstep. He said, COVID, dude, gonna die. And I said,
What's wrong with Ozzy? What's wrong?
That's how he sounds. What are you talking about?
That's an impeccable Ozzy.
That's
Ozzy,
an impeccable,
Ozzy.
Yes.
I'm gonna die.
It sounds sort of like Ringo.
I'm gonna die of COVID.
My wife had the virus. My daughter had the virus.
No, my wife had the virus.
Being a devil worshiper does have its good points. So I don't understand. Is he vaccinated now? I
made him get the vaccine. That was okay. Part of the devil worship.
I'm sure.
Okay. Because he said his whole family got it and he never got it because he worships you, Satan. Yeah,
everyone got COVID but him.
Yeah, he said. He said my wife got it, my daughter got it, but you know he never got it because I don't think that's why he didn't get it, but whatever. Whatever gets you through the night.
But, you know, who knows? Who are we to judge?
I look at this the same way as the televangelist saying that Jesus will keep them safe. Okay.
I'm a huge Ozzy fan.
This is more of like, I'm funny.
You think he's making a joke?
Oh, yeah, the quote is like, right, my wife right. got it. My family got it. You know, pays off to be a devil worshiper.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. You're right.
All right, I'll take the next one.
All right.
Conservatives are predictably furious over new bisexual Superman.
I love this.
So, yeah. So what's
And can I just say one thing? Yeah. First of all, I learned this, okay? It's not Superman that's bisexual. It's Superman. It's Clark Kent's son is what it is. Mm-hmm. So this, they're already like spewing this narrative. Also, like old news, DC Universe, they have been very open with sexuality, but people are not even reading it correctly because it's Superman's son.
But they don't care.
And they're all, their panties are in a fucking twist, you know? It's like, get over it.
But Superman's son does have magic powers.
Cool. Great. He's magical. So he probably has a great penis.
It doesn't matter.
You
know, that's a Superman and he's bisexual. And that makes their heads explode.
It's so stupid. It's so fabulous. I'm the biggest fan of this.
Yeah. I'm a big fan of whatever pisses them off because they're such babies.
Ugh, I want more bisexual superheroes.
Yeah. I mean, what's the big deal? Superman's bi. Jesus is gay.
Sex is sex, man. Sex is sex.
You heard it here first on the God Pod. Sex is sex.
What does that even mean? But I like that they're pissed off. I want more of this all over.
And Dean Cain's panties are in a twist.
Yeah, who's Dean Cain again? Who is that?
Remember, he played Superman on a TV show, Lois and Clark, or whatever.
Years ago? Yeah.
Well, Superman always gave me bi energy.
Always.
All the superheroes did.
So does Batman. So does Robin. I love it.
Superman can do anything, right? He can stop a speeding train with like his fingertip. He can leap a tall building in a single bound. He can definitely have sex with anyone.
Yeah, I love it.
Just like me.
I love it.
Why would he limit?
Whoa, is this God coming out and saying that God is bisexual? Wow.
I don't think that I've have to come out when I've always been out as being omnisexual, yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, this is wonderful. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, what's the big deal, bitch? Dean Cain. Just like, you know.
Yeah, bitch. What?
What? Why you gotta
come after us?
He's like, no, Superman can only, only Superman is between a man and a woman.
Because he's super.
He can only crush the vaginas. Okay.
It's literally like, yeah, he can fly. He can shoot things out of his eyes. He's invincible. You're telling me he's not, you know, sleeping with a guy once in a while?
Let me tell you, it's a lot more fun.
He has a penis of steel.
Us ladies are very lazy, you know? We're lazy.
I mean, listen, everyone's a little gay. That's just a fact.
Yes.
Or a lot of
sexuality is a spectrum. It's customizable.
Right.
So everybody's talking about it. I want to move on to the next. This is fun. This next one, a lot of people talked about. So, you know, Megan Fox is this very famous actor, right?
And who?
Megan Fox. She's like, I guess people think she's hot. She was in Transformer movies. You haven't heard of her. Aren't you responsible for her career? Anyway, another person that who you made a thing is this, what is he, a rapper?
Machine Gun Kelly.
Another career you've made recently, Satan.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently everyone, this is one of those situations where like everyone can't believe that she's with him or whatever. And then it came out as to how he got her, what his pickup line was. And she apparently met him at a party and she said to him, "You smell like weed." And he said, "I am weed." And then disappeared into a cloud of weed smoke. And she swooned. This line, let me tell you, left her moist and wanting. And I did think everybody's like, that's it. That's the line. I am weed. I am weed. And it's a little shocking.
I love this. Come on.
It's a great line. It obviously works.
This is Superman is bisexual for me. This has my level of excitement.
Energy, yeah.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. That's how you won Megan Fox over. That is the funniest thing in the world.
I am weed.
It sounds like I'm writing the worst CW show in the world.
Starring Dean Cain.
Thank you. Thank you. I agree. You know, maybe, you know, it's not everyone's cup of tea. It's just mind blowing.
Machine Gun Kelly is literally like off brand Rice Krispies for me. He's just.
I don't get
why?
It.
It's so funny. My brain can't even process or add anything to it. There it is.
Machine Gun Kelly is like an edgy kid on a Disney Channel show, you know?
Totally.
I am weak.
30-year-old, really hip, fun costume designers going like, well, he's going to be edgy, but not too edgy.
Can't make it too much. Not too much. Just right along the line.
All right, we'll skip ahead past the... Everyone's talking about red flags. It got burned out in a day, but, you know, I think we've talked about it already, so...
It rose and then became its own red flag.
Yes. Yeah. And everybody posted one. I even got one in. It was like, you know, when someone says they're a born again Christian, it didn't do very well.
Killed it. God.
Yeah.
Right. Your brand, baby.
Yeah. That was very on brand. God. Way to participate in the latest fad with an on brand submission. I had such high hopes. Moses, why don't you read this last headline? So I know this will make you happy.
It does. Trump tells Republicans not to vote in 2022 or 2024. And of course, that's referring to if they don't put forth and help him prove that it was a false election, then he's like, you know what? I'm going to tell people not to vote for you then.
Hmm. Yes. He's controlling the Republican party.
What were you going to say about ladies and gentlemen? But,
ladies and gentlemen, I think we did it. Yeah. I think we did it.
Yeah.
The thing that we wanted to happen is happening. And let's just kind of keep quiet for now.
Yeah.
Let it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm on Trump's side on this. Don't vote for Republicans.
Well, my fear is that he's using this as leverage to either not be indicted or he's using it as leverage to run again.
Oh, yeah. It's totally leverage. And it's, I saw someone make a great comment about this. It was like, it's crazy that one of the gotcha questions for Republicans, you know, running in 2022 or probably 2024 is who is the president right now? It's like they're all brain injury victims waking up from a coma. Who is the president? They have to say Trump, I guess, because they're living in a parallel reality.
It's funny. Also confusing.
He never stops being funny.
Listen, he's a showman.
All right.
He's the greatest showman.
All right, let's move on to wrapping up the show because we're all running out of steam here. But
come on. I just drank 3 Red Bulls. I'm fucking ready.
Bingo, bango.
Let's discuss possible titles for this episode.
Okay.
No, I think that we already know what it's going to be.
We do.
The one that I said.
What was the one you said?
In the describing of the 5 stars. Funnier than I thought.
Oh, yeah.
I did add
that to the list.
Oh, you did? Okay, let me look.
I think that's good.
Yeah. Funnier than I thought.
Funnier than I thought. That's pretty solid.
That is pretty good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, all these other ones seem like utter
shit. If you have a better suggestion for the name of this episode,
okay, another one I wrote down.
Email me at SatanistGod.com.
I did add one that Satan had. 2 stars, not enough ass.
But I like funnier than I thought. You know?
Funnier than I thought. That sounds like the name of a comedy album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's mostly because I hate confrontation and I do not want to be confronted about this.
I don't know what the visual.
Funnier than I thought.
I don't know what the visual will be for this one. It'll just be us laughing. I don't know.
Just show, put Satan's ass in it. The visual can be a 2-star.
I feel like your ass would be like, instead of very round and plush, it would be very pointy.
No, it's very pointy and straight. It's like I'm sitting on 2 orange soccer cones.
All right, we'll talk to our illustrators about that. But it's time for Bless, Smite, and Second Coming.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow. Oy.
I want to bless my team. People who have my back, podcast in and podcast out. I'm talking about Psyche. I'm talking about Moses. I'm talking about the God, the host with the most, the God. I want to bless all 3 of you for bringing joy into my life, into my heated, hot ass life. I'm going to smite Dean Cain.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got
that
to
was
him
mine,
first.
Yeah.
I got to it first. What do I want more of? I want more of what is it called? Second coming. I want to see a second coming, a third coming, a 4th, 5th, 6th coming of Coco Melon, baby. Announce new seasons already, Netflix. We need it. Give us more.
I would like to bless Psyche for doing such a great job of leading our group therapy.
Mm.
And I would like to bless Satan for just bringing up Coco Melon, you know, in the context of Squid Game. I could not agree more at the creepiness of this and joyfulness of this show. And I would like to bless Moses for hanging in there with us, even though he's dealing with a baby and, you know, being 6,000 years old and
sleep deprived.
Yeah.
Right.
He's still with us. Thank you, Moses.
Woo! Everybody, round of applause for Moses.
Well, yay, thank you.
What a trooper. Thank you. And I would like to bless Casey, the AC guy.
Oh, yeah. And his daughter.
Who we're going to meet.
And we look forward to seeing you at the party. Smite, I'll smite Machine Gun Kelly today because for one thing.
It doesn't feel like a smiteful day, you know? That's the nice thing about today.
I was going to say, I'm not going to, you know what, Machine Gun Kelly, you're off the hook. No smite this week. No smite today. Because you're right. I was leaning to not smite anyone. And then I was like, I got to pick someone, God. You were right there in my brain knowing what I was thinking. So, yeah. No,
it's just a good day. It's like the worst thing that happened is Donald Trump announced that, you know.
No one should vote.
Nobody should vote.
For Republicans.
We've been through a lot recently. Let's just,
Dean Cain has already had enough people smiting him. I'll just let my little homies ride on him.
Let's just say Dean Cain's career is smiting.
Yeah, it's smite enough just being him. Second coming, more reviews, please. More telling us, more questions also. And more telling us about how the God Pod is affecting your life and family and seeing us at the party.
You know what? I'm going to bless Journey and REO Speedwagon just because they carried me through a lot of times in my life. I'm going to throw in Dexy's Midnight Runners in there because they also helped a bit. I'm going to bless them. I'm going to smite the people that attacked Psyche for loving dogs so much.
Yes.
Because someone who attacks you for saying, you know, it's dogs or nah, then I am smiting them.
True.
As for the second coming, I'm going to agree with God here. More reviews, much more reviews. We don't care what they say. Just reviews. Want more of those.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to bless all of you. Thank you, Moses, for having my back.
Right.
I also want to, bless the coming up Halloween Satan party we're going to have. I just want to send good vibes, and I hope that everyone dresses up and has a great time. I want to see your beautiful faces. I want to smite Dean Cain because I want to, because I don't like when people are just, nah, you know? And I'm not going to smite the people that commented on my dog thing. Because I will understand why they did it, but just know that it was meant as just I'm commenting, and I don't need, you know, the peanut gallery to come after me, you know?
Right.
And I want a second coming of Michael Myers, because that movie was so good. I'm ready for more.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you want to sponsor the God Pod, Michael Myers, by all means, go ahead.
Does it still have that woman actor, the one who does the yogurt that helps you poop commercials?
Yes, it does. Right. It does. Right. Yes. What? Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes, her.
That's what?
Jamie Lee Curtis is still in it?
That's how you refer to Jamie Lee Curtis, Moses?
Yeah, she, you know those commercials.
It's helped him a lot.
Yeah, he helped the mom in Freaky Friday.
She's helped me through a lot with that yogurt. Come on.
Learn her name. I'm just saying. All right. It's time for your new commandment.
Ooh.
Thou shalt not declare you are weed when you are not, in fact, weed. You're just some douche who happens to be smoking a lot of weed. It's not a big deal. You sound like a college freshman. Just chill. The Lord has spoken. And if anyone's weed, by the way, it's me. Because I made weed, okay?
Yes.
I
was just jealous
weed.
They didn't think it. Yeah, somebody's just jealous they didn't come up with that sick-ass pickup line.
I could be dating Megan Fox right now. Damn it!
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.